we're talking about building parallel systems, it's important to also think about the most important and valuable resource, at least in my mind. Anybody have an idea what that is? The kids, exactly. Because a big part of their plan and for the future for this great reset is obviously indoctrinating the children with certain ideas and certain messages, and maybe even creating some rifts between the older generations. You just don't get it, mom and dad. We shouldn't drive anymore. We're destroying the planet. We should just give up our rights. You just don't understand. It's your generation's fault, right? This stuff is happening, all kinds of propaganda. So it's never been more important to build systems and alternatives to the education systems. I have six nieces and nephews. My brother and sister do not homeschool or unschool or forest school or world school. They do the public school thing, but they're also there and trying to work with their kids and get to know them and understand, you know, what's in their minds. Our next speaker is doing some really amazing work in a lot of areas, but he's going to talk to us about homeschooling and so much more. Please give a big round of applause to David Rodriguez, everybody.
Thanks, buddy. Lights up, please. How many of you can see the poison that the government schools are putting into the children? Yes? How many of you would like to talk about solutions, real solutions for the children right now? Yes? I said, how many of you want to talk about real solutions for the children right now? My name is David James Rodriguez. It's such an honor to be with you, and that is the title of my talk today, Education Solutions, Three Ways to Empower Children, Parents with Voluntary Learning. I'm so honored to be with you. There's no place in the world I'd rather be than right here in Texas, Mexico, online. This is, you guys know you're the visionaries of the planet, don't you? Yes? So much respect for you. And before I begin, I think we should acknowledge the organizers, the other speakers, the staff, the volunteers, the sponsors. Hold on, not yet. Because you know how much effort it is to do something like this? So much. And a lot of effort for you guys to come here too. So just as equally important are the attendees, you guys. So let's give it up for John Bush, Miriam, Rebecca, a whole team. Give it up for them and you guys for coming out right now. Myra and Bella did this. Amazing. So since we're going to spend a few minutes together, is it okay if I tell you a little bit about myself? Yes? Thank you. My name is David James Rodriguez. I was born in a very small town in Northern California called Mount Shasta. It's called the root chakra of the earth, I found out. I'm a principal of Valor Academy, where I focus on accelerated high school graduations and apprenticeships. I also do homeschool coaching and homeschool leader. And I'm the publisher of The Underground History of American Education by John Taylor Gatto. And also the director of the Gatto Movement. The Gatto Movement is an acronym which John gave to me before he passed away, which means get all the thinkers out for schooling. I'm also the host of the Education Options TV and Freedom Lover Show. So that's enough about me. Let's get back to you. And where I begin, we got to get back to basics, okay? So this whole plandemic, this whole intergenerational organized crime syndicate, which some people call the government, has been going on for a long time. Okay. And so initially I was very anxious about trying to solve some of these things. And we have a group in Santa Cruz when I lived there called the Santa Cruz Voluntarius. They're in this lockdown. Get it, Santa Cruz Voluntarius. And we started to realize that government was illegitimate. Before I get into that, let's get back to basics. So what is an education? And feel free, we'll go back and forth if you like in the comments or here. Feel free to shout it out when I ask a question, because we found out that I have some answers, but you guys have answers too. So this is a conversation, and we start with education. What is education? Let me give you my definition. An education is what you do to yourself to create a good life. Now, this is different than schooling. As I mentioned, John Taylor Gatto, he distinguished, he said there's the distance between education and schooling are so far, they're not even close. And my definition of schooling, which I stole kind of from Gatto, which was schooling is what other people do to you for their benefit. So this school system is indoctrinating our children into the religion of statism. It is unacceptable, and we are here to change it. Yes? Now, I love the Buckminster Fuller quote, which says, you never change reality by trying to fix it. You got to create a new model that makes the old model what? Obsolete. All right, a little bit louder here, okay? We got to raise our energy because anything we're trying to do in the world takes energy, right? And so we're going to talk about that here today. So that's my definition of education. So what's the purpose of education? Anybody? Very good. Yes, you guys are right. My definition, the purpose of education is to create a good life. And they don't ask me those questions. I went to public school for 12 years and got a business degree from, you know, business university, and it was a huge waste of time. But guess what? I found out I'm on my own journey, and I have to go through that because just like Dale Bigtree said the other day, we are fulfilling our purpose. We are finding our destiny, and that's what's happening right now. Give it up for finding your destiny. So these types of questions are very important. Purpose of education. What is an education? We got to have these conversations because my mom is a retired public school teacher. She's a very loving woman. Hey, Mom. Love you, Mom and Dad. And I have family members in the school system now working, teachers and principals. They're loving people, but they don't know that the whole system came from Prussia, Germany, a long time ago, specifically to create obedient clerks, soldiers, and consumers, slaves. That's right. Yeah, consumers. Buying all this stuff, buying all these things outside of us because what's happening is that the real awakening is happening inside. And so let's get into some of the content here because I get so excited because anytime around people who understand they own themselves, anytime around people that love freedom, I get so jacked up. And that's why some of the people I was meeting this last 2 days say, are you always excited like this? I said, yeah, man, I'm excited, dude. I love to wake up in the morning because I activate my inner child again. You know, I activate that power that I had when I was a young kid. They try to squeeze it out of me, but they didn't get it. They squeeze it down a little bit. Yeah, come on, the inner child, let's hear it. And even in the activism stuff that I do, you know, I got arrested for not wearing a mask in the post office. It's on video. That's an ongoing saga. But I found out, guess what? Free people don't ask for freedom. We exercise our freedom. Give it up for exercising your freedom. Okay? You see, that's the energy. That's the vibration. That's a frequency that is rising now. And just so y'all know, this is worldwide. They say you got 22 countries, 30,000, 45,000 people. This is the very beginning, okay? Freedom is a new concept. Hey, 1776, what was that about? That was declaring your freedom. That was not asking permission. That was saying, hey, King George, we don't like these taxes. We don't like what you're doing to our house. Here's a letter. We are free. You got that? Bye-bye. Same thing with Magna Carta 2015. Right, I start to realize where I am in history and say, wow, this is very exciting. Charles Dickens was right. It is the best of times. It is the worst of times. So interesting. I start to see that's what's happening right now in 2023. Okay, so voluntary learning. Number one, voluntary schools. Yes, they do exist. There are schools that don't mandate attendance, mandate curriculum, and require permission to go to the bathroom or get a drink of water. What are these schools? Well, mine's one of them, Valor Academy, I mentioned, early high school graduation, apprenticeships. My school, the philosophy is that the world is the classroom and anything you can learn from can be a teacher. This can be books, films, movies, courses, events, meditation, spiritual life, whatever you like. Those are the two concepts there. But one of the most inspiring voluntary schools, which I have come across, is called Summerhill. Anybody heard of Summerhill? Anybody not heard of Summerhill? Okay, you're going to want to watch this movie. This school has been around for 100 years, okay? Type into YouTube, Summerhill 2008. It's going to tell you the story, and I'm going to give it to you right now. Here's how it works in Summerhill. You come to Summerhill. It's a K-12 school. Welcome to Summerhill. Here's our optional classes. If you don't want to take these optional classes, we have 10 acres. We have a bike ramp in the front. We got musical instruments in the barn. We have a treehouse out there. Go have fun. Go be a kid and go play. You're going around. Give it up for Summerhill Voluntary School. 100 years. 100 years. And every time I watch that movie, I cry about 4 or 5 times during the movie because I said I knew something was wrong in the school system. I knew when I was 16 years old asking some stranger to go to the bathroom, I said I knew something was wrong, man. This ain't right, man. And you know what it is? It is a day prison for children. And now you guys and us, there's a worldwide awakening, and they're starting to say, hey, schools are pretty bad. But I go all the way And I call it slave training. You know why? Because statism is slavery. And what is statism? Statism is the belief that the state has a higher authority than you. So let me ask you a question. How many of you own your body? Everybody in the room, thank you. This means this is a truth of self-ownership. Okay? Principle number two. Now we're starting to talk about voluntarism. I get so excited about this stuff, okay? Self-ownership, principle number one. Principle number two, you can do whatever you want in the world as long as you don't harm people or their property and as long as you uphold your contracts. Pretty powerful, non-aggression principle number two. Principle number three, the self-defense principle. You're allowed to defend your person and your property against any aggressors, okay? These are the three principles of voluntarism. And once I discovered this, I became liberated. Why? I was a big Ron Paul guy. I wasn't into politics. And then in 2008, I think he said, I'm the champion of the Constitution during the debate. I said, I love the word champion. I don't know what this guy is, but he's awesome. And then they did what they did in 2008. They did what they did in 2012. Seems to me a fraud, complete illegitimacy. And I said, I don't think politics is how you change the world. And turns out that's true. Turns out I'm not alone. Turns out there's a huge awakening that's happening, and it's very exciting. So the most important thing I wish I would have got as a kid was to learn about these principles, okay? So I mentioned Summerhill. I mentioned Valor Academy. There's also a school called Acton Academy. There's a school in the U.S. called Sudbury Schools, okay? Been going on for 60 years, all right? So this is the future, in my opinion. And I think one of the key things to teach children is about self-ownership. I got a great story. My friend Rosalind Ross, who I met some years ago at a Freedom event, because this is where you meet awesome people. This is why I'm so gregarious and outgoing out here, because I want to meet all you guys and become friends and start building a voluntary world. She was telling her story. And so she has a five-year-old son, right, teaching about self-ownership. And so she takes her five-year-old son to a family reunion. And of course, our family, sometimes they're not on board with self-ownership and freedom. So she goes to family reunion. Uncle says, oh, he's going to pick up the five-year-old. And then the five-year-old just puts his elbows down. And, hey, you need permission to pick me up. I'm so sorry. Can I pick you up? He says, no, thank you. And he runs off. Hey, if you don't want to get picked up, don't pick me up. Okay? He's 5 years old when he said that. Okay? So that means they can get it. Kids are very smart. They're very intelligent. In fact, I believe, like many of the great thinkers, that every child is a born genius. And we're still the children. We are the children. Right? I feel that alive. And so once I started getting into more transformational work and letting go of people's opinions and finding my tribe, I started to realize I got a purpose. And that is to liberate the children, set the captives free. I appreciate it. This whole event is so powerful, the food, the energy, people knowing the financial stuff. So we got to find our groove. And that's what an education is about. And your child might be passionate about a certain age, at age 5 or age 8. But guess what? The most important skill for the future, in my opinion, is the love of learning. How did you learn to walk? How did you learn to talk? Not with the curriculum, not by coercion. It was, you can do it, come on. You feel, come on, get up, come on, you can do it. You'll try. Encouragement, love. And so as parents, I think the role and responsibility, more than a teacher, is to be a champion of unconditional love. If there's one thing I know, I know my mom loves me. I know my dad loves me. And I messed up a lot in my life, but they were there for me, okay? So that's about the voluntarism intro, and we have those schools. Second way of voluntary learning, apprenticeships. Apprenticeships have been proven throughout history in the trades, in the arts, in the musics, electrical, plumbing, painting, construction, tattoo, IT, all of it. And so what is apprenticeships? My definition is the transfer of knowledge from a mentor to an apprentice. An apprentice is normally someone who is with little experience, but a lot of time, a lot of desire. A mentor has a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge. They create a relationship and they trade. What do? They trade. Sorry, I need to emphasize my words a little bit. Okay. So they trade. So you have the mentor and you have the apprentice and they trade. They make it a win-win relationship. I paid $50,000 for my college degree. And what did I get? Maybe 5 friends out of it. You know, that was benefit. I made some cool friends, okay? But it was absolute horse crap from that thing. But it was part of my experience, as I stated. So that's the apprenticeship model. The next model is homeschooling. Many of you guys know about homeschooling. Homeschooling is very exciting. I believe it is the future of learning as well. Did you know that it is illegal to homeschool in Germany? Did you know that homeschooling was illegal in the United States up until the 1980s? What happened? Because when the politicians and the statists and the psychopaths pushed so far that eventually people have a revolution, an evolution. Thank you, John. I like that word better too. And they start hounding their politicians and they beg for a crumb of freedom. But begging for a crumb of freedom is over. Because now we know that we are all equal and that we are the kings and queens of earth. You are the kings and queens of this planet. Give it up for the kings and queens. I know. Sometimes I know we're dealing with our psychological blocks, our conditioned mind, because that is what they've been afraid of this whole time. They've been afraid that we're going to find our power and not be afraid of death and not be afraid of anything. Because once we all do that, and that's happening right now, in the next 5 to 10 years, that is going to happen. We're seeing it. You're the seeds of this awakening. They can't stop us. No matter what they do, they can't stop us. And we will build this voluntary world. Yes, you can feel it. Clap it if you feel it. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing to children is completely diabolical. It's probably the most evil thing I've ever seen on the planet. Injecting them with poison, tell them to chop off your genital, your lingam, mess up your yoni. I saw the documentary, What is a Woman? I couldn't believe it. Could not believe what I saw in that documentary. And my prediction is that soon they'll be vaccinating children in the school system, and they'll probably be doing these transgender surgeries in the school system. And if not in the school system, in a building right next to them. If you look at the growth of these transgender, pediatric transgender surgical centers, I think it was about 10 years ago, there was like 10 of them in the country. I think there's like 300 now, maybe more. So there are predators out there. There's opportunists out there. And then there are visionaries and champions and winners like you and I who believe in voluntary consensual relationships, especially for our children. And this is the light and this is the hope that I get so excited about. So let's get back to homeschooling. Homeschooling, my definition of homeschooling is when a leader creates an atmosphere where personalized learning can occur. So what type of atmosphere shall we create for personalized learning to occur? Just like this, a peaceful environment, peaceful atmosphere where they're safe, where mistakes are welcome, and that's really about it. So let me give you the four stages of homeschooling as well. By the way, if you're dealing with some inner dialogue that you're not a leader, let me just help emphasize, you are the leader, you are the king or queen of your domain, and you are leading yourself right now. You led yourself here right now. So if you agree to that, let's say, please put your hand in your heart, repeat after me, say, I'm a leader. I'm responsible. Turn to your neighbor, give him a high five and say, yes, you're a leader. That's right. That's right. Hey, remember, because the journey is the destination. And if we're not having fun with it, then we miss the whole thing. This is not an intellectual game. This is a hard game. This is a spiritual game. And our kids are alive with spirit. And the school system squeeze it out and we open it back up again. And we water it and we start growing it again. And one guy can make a difference. Look what Derek Brose did. Look what John Bush did. Two guys. Power of two. And I realized that when I was in Santa Cruz and they were doing this lockdown, and we realized that after a year of civil disobedience on the beach, and there's a long saga behind that, but we'll keep it short today. We realized we could show the people, here's the information. Here's what's going on, the vaccines and the Bill Gates and everything and all of it, right? We've been down a rabbit hole. We know what time it is. They don't want to see it. They don't want to see the information. And so, again, per Mr. Bush, here's a red pill, here's a blue pill. Choose. They choose blue pill. Okay, we send you peace and love. That's not a problem. You know, it was like a third of the planet is probably going to go down with that. We are so sad to see what's happening. So we started something called free hugs. 1 hour a week, we're giving free hugs out in Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. And I thought Santa Cruz was a conscious place, and there are a lot of conscious, sweet people there. And so we'd have signs that say free hugs and unbelievable. But the point was is that we're sending them peace and love. That's it. I'm not trying to persuade you. I'm not trying to save you. We'd have people come up, and they're like, what are you guys doing out here? They're all masked up. And we say, well, we're giving free hugs. And they're like, well, what church you're part of? We're like, we're not part of a church. Like, well, what do you guys Oh, come get a hug. Yeah, take your mask off. Hugs, they're crying. The kids are all excited. You know why? Because love has no enemies. So we can't play with the left-right paradigm anymore. We're not. We are the transcendent ones. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. It all relates to the children. The children are the target. You know what they're doing to children? They're telling them that the truth doesn't exist. Yes, I have a male organ, but you can be a girl. I have a female organ, you can be a boy. And so my research has shown what they're doing is they're attacking truth. Because when you attack truth, you attack justice. And you've heard phrases like social justice, climate justice, and it's getting confusing. But the reality is that truth is very simple. Here's the slide I saw. Who was it, Paul and Lauren? Great, I'm so glad to hear them talking about voluntarism. Here's a sign, and you guys know about it. Do no harm, and take no shit. That's right. Very simple, very simple. There's one rule, don't initiate harm against people. That's the key thing. So homeschooling, did I get to the few phases yet? I didn't even touch on the phases, okay. How's my time doing? Four phases of homeschooling. Number one, for school, okay? Excuse me, school at home. They replicate the school system at home. They see what's going on in the government school system. And they got, okay, welcome to homeschool. 10 o'clock math, 11 o'clock language arts. Okay, you gotta do homework. And guess what? It's a little bit better, but you wanna move on to the next phase. The next phase is called de-schooling. What's it called? De-schooling, yes. So we are deprogramming ourselves, deconditioning ourselves. The child's ready and born free. It's us, the adults, who think, okay, you got to have the grades. You got to go to college. You do all these things, okay? It's a new era, my friends. The internet changed the game. The last 20 years, they lost control of all information, and now it's a whole digital world, okay? De-schooling is like you have a soda, and you shake up the soda, and before you can drink it, you got to open up and let the pressure release. A child is under pressure in a government-forced schooling environment. Can I go to the bathroom? No. You have to read this. Why? I don't want to read it. You have to, or you get detention. Okay, right? So they're actually getting a slave training. So the rule of thumbs, for every year your child was in a forced learning environment, you want to give them a month of total freedom. Let's say your child's in the sixth grade. You want to give them 6 months of total freedom. What does that mean? If they want to play video games all day, let them play video games all day. If they want to sleep all day, let them sleep all day. You know what they're doing? They're finding out who they are again. Because when they're 0 to 5, they're alive, they're singing, they're doing what they do, they want to, you know, cook in the kitchen, and then they go through school and they feel like a mouse again. Your child's not a mouse. They are a supreme spiritual being just like you that came here for something significant. Clap if you like it. Come on, raise your energy. Let's go. So that's de-schooling. Phase three is homeschooling. I gave you the definition of homeschooling. Create that atmosphere, create that environment. And then the apex of learning, in my opinion, is called self-directed learning. What's it called, please? That's right. That's where we don't need anybody to create the environment. You guys are self-directed learners. You guys didn't come here for extra bonus points. You guys didn't come here for, you know, assignment. You came here to learn. You came here to do whatever you came to do here, you know, whatever it is. Self-motivation is what self-directed learning is about. As I mentioned, the love of learning is so important. And if that's the only thing that you get from the homeschooling environment, first 10 years, 15 years, whatever, is that your child enjoys learning, you have won. You have absolutely won. Oh, my child's 10. They can't read yet. Don't worry. They'll read when they need to read. Just like you, you learn what you need to know. I know a lot of people who learn how to change their car parts on the internet, on YouTube. It's so exciting. Okay. How we doing? Do I have five? Okay. Okay. So I want to acknowledge you guys for being here and the parents. How many of you guys have children right now? How many of you don't have children but like to have children? Okay. So in a great book, which the author is here, Government, the Biggest Scam in History, he defines government. And government, if you go to the root word, is gubernare mente, which is control of the mind. He gave me a great definition, which is government is intergenerational organized crime. I said, wow, it took me a year to like that truth. So I came up with something called intergenerational freedom. Intergenerational what? That's right. So intergenerational freedom is the transfer of the knowledge of the truth of self-ownership, non-aggression, and self-defense. These are not opinions, okay? You all agree you own your body, correct? You all agree you can do whatever you want as long as you don't initiate aggression or violence against a peaceful person, yes? And you all have the right to defend yourself, okay? These are the secrets, okay? It's out of the bag now, right? See, the genie's out of the bottle, all right? So it's intergenerational freedom, and that's why I'm so passionate about helping young people. I remember being a kid, man. And when I see a young person and they're struggling through this forced jab, through the forced curriculum, and having to get permission to urinate and defecate, I'm like, we got to free that one, because one guy can make a difference. One woman can make a difference. So how do we win ultimately? Well, do everything we're learning here today and focus on intergenerational impact. How many of you guys have heard of Lysander Spooner? How many of you have not heard of Lysander Spooner? Okay, write this down. Here's the essay. The Constitution of No Authority from 1870. 150 years ago, he wrote the most empowering essay for freedom that I've ever read, and he's more relevant today than he was back then. Very powerful. How many have heard of Ludwig von Mises? Murray Rothbard? Bob Marley? George Carlin? These guys are not dead. They live. Do you still listen to Bob Marley? Do. I sing, one love, one heart, let's get together and feel all right. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to be singing that tomorrow, I know, right? So beautiful. So think about intergenerational impact. Think about how you make a difference, because you're planting seeds. And I no longer try to convert people. I understand. I'm like Johnny Appleseed of freedom. I plant seeds everywhere I go. I talk with them. I say, sometimes I'll ask people, like in the airport or something, I'll talk with somebody and say, funny question, who owns your body? They say, oh, this or that or whatever. I said, cool, man. All right, see you later. Boom. When we're giving out free hugs, it's about 97% positive, but then some really wounded people would come up and they're like, you guys are giving out free hugs during a pandemic? We're like, yeah. Like, it's really dangerous. I said, okay, can I ask you a question? Yes. Who's responsible for your health? I said, well, the government is, and me. Oh, no. I'm not, the government's not responsible for your health. Or who's responsible for your health? I said, the community is, and me. I said, oh, no, the community is not. I said, you want me to do push-ups for you? You want me to go run around the block for you? One lady came up, and she was masked up outside in a public area in a conscious city, right? It's really dangerous what you guys are doing out here. I said, ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you really afraid of a virus? She says, yeah. I said, maybe you should stay home. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to live my life no matter what the pandemic is. Even with the virus was killer, which is debatable or not, you don't have the right to tell me what to do with my body. And I'm going to live my life. I'm not going to be controlled or afraid of the afterlife. I believe there's magical going on inside of us. I believe I live inside my body. I believe this is a temple. I believe the children know. I believe the children came here for something, for significance. And this is just getting started. The transformation is upon us. The evolution is here. And if you feel the vibrations and you feel positive, give it up for a round of applause. You feel what's happening in Texas, in Mexico, around the world, you can feel it. And there's one piece, and I'll finish up here. Give me 1 minute. If you want to stay in contact with me, you can reach me at davidjamesrodriguez.com. If you want to graduate your child, you can email me at info@thevaloracademy.com. So one last story that's over. As Derek said before, we're getting the knowledge, we're getting the information, and we don't just want to have it here. We want to put it into what? That's right. And we're going to come back here in 6 months or 12 months or whenever we meet again. We'll say, here's what I learned. Here's what I did. Here's what I made mistakes. Mistakes aren't the problem. Fear of making mistakes are the problem. Last story, there was a father. He was having a business meeting at his home office, and he had a 10-year-old daughter. And so he said, honey, please keep the music down. Try not to be too loud. We got a real special guest. Very important business meeting we're going to have tonight. She's a 10-year-old. He says, okay. Can I join the meeting? And the father is a voluntarist. He's empowering him, self-directed learner, opportunity. Okay, you can join the meeting, but just please stay quiet. Okay, she comes in. So they're having a meeting, multimillionaire guest with the father. They're having a meeting. She's paying attention. And all of a sudden, the millionaire guest is looking at the daughter. He says, she's taking notes and she's listening. And so he starts engaging with her. And wouldn't you know, the 10-year-old who's allowed to pursue her own interests and her own passions in life, she has something to say. And so they talk. And so what was going to be a meeting between two adults became a meeting between two adults and a young woman. And at the end of the meeting, the guy is so impressed at a successful business meeting, and he looks at the 10-year-old. He's so inspired and curious, and he says, how did you become so self-confident? And she said, well, my dad said that you're very successful when you were to come here. I decided that you might have more money power than me, but you don't have more mental power than me. My friends, power is the key. Action is power. That's what it is. Thank you for being here. My name is David James Rodriguez. Feel free to reach out. Give it up for the entire group and you guys for showing it up. We're going to win intergenerational freedom, voluntary world, one relationship at a time. Thank you very much. Peace and love to you guys.
Are you sick of being told you will own nothing and be happy?
Are you sick of being told how to live your life by the mainstream media?
Exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Are you exhausted with the truth community focusing only on the problems?
Are you ready to do something about it?
Let's take action together. Join the Freedom Cell Network in January 2023 as we return with the Greater Reset for co-creation.
The Greater Reset is a 5-day in-person and online gathering where solutions-focused speakers and organizations share practical steps for individual and collective liberation.
This year, we'll even hear experiences from real communities on the ground across multiple continents.
The Greater Reset 4 will focus on activating 5 focus areas over 5 days.
January 18th, liberate your mind, body, and soul.
January 19th, permaculture and food independence.
January 20th, agorism and parallel networks.
January 21st, take back our tech.
January 22nd, building free and conscious communities.
This is our time to co-create the world we want for 2030 and beyond.
Join us as we lay the foundation for the next stage of a free humanity.
Join us from January 18th to the 22nd, 2023, as we gather online, in person in Central Texas and Morelia, Mexico.
Join us for the Greater Reset 4, co-creation.
View the full speakers list and organize your local activation hub at thegreaterreset.org.